Now, Yvonne texts in from Southampton. She says, you said you'd spoken to Nick Clegg over the last few days, and you say he holds himself responsible for the defeat. How devastated did he sound? What did he say to give you that impression?
Well, look, Nick is a very honourable man, despite all of the flack that's been thrown at him. I've said that I think he's borne it all with extraordinary good grace and has been amazingly resilient through everything and has allowed political stability at a very dangerous time for our country. And my fear, I described it as my fear is that he will sort of hold himself personally responsible. I don't think he should. We obviously have to take collective responsibility. He was dealt, as I said, a pretty tough hand.
I mean, how depressed did he sound? Did you feel you had to sort of give him a metaphorical hug over the phone line?
Well, I spoke to him on Friday, and he obviously, in the aftermath of what had happened, was feeling pretty low, I think, it's fair to say. But again, I make the point that he's very resilient. He will bounce back. I was with him today. He seemed to be in quite good form today and looking forward to the future.
So he's a bit more upbeat than he was on
Friday. Absolutely, yeah. Remarkably so.